Hey friends, welcome to What's the Truth with me, your host, Jessica Hoddle. I'm really excited about today's lie, all about too old, too young, and I'll never be good enough, with a special guest, Erin Sanderson. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. You might probably know her, though, as Fit Rocker Chick. She is an internationally recognized style influencer, non-toxic beauty junkie, a skilled musician, a health advocate, and she shared the stage with Evanescence, Hailstorm, Candlebox, Skillet, has been featured on MTV, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Fuse TV, and many more. She's the creator of Fit Rocker Chick Skin. She's a rock chick girl gang and an upcoming clothing line. Now, it is so fun because, one, I actually know her in person. She's a personal friend of mine, but she has so much wisdom. And today we're talking about being too old. We're talking about those feelings that come up that we feel like we're too young, or the fact that I'll never be good enough and what a lie that is, because we aren't good enough apart from him. And so you'll want to listen and continue to listen to today's lie. Let's get to it. All right, friends. So I'm here with Erin. Can I say Erin Mollen Sanderson? I feel like on Facebook, are you still Erin Mollen Sanderson?
No, you can say Erin Sanderson.
Okay, Erin Sanderson, but most of you...
I'm like Prince, you know, like then the artist formerly known as Prince, and then like a symbol. Eventually, I'll just be a symbol.
Well, right now, and you probably might know her though as Fit Rocker Chick. Yes. I think I had you in my phone still as Fit Rocker Chick.
That works.
But anyways, we're so glad that you're here. So Erin, thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know you have so many amazing things in the works, so I'm so excited about our talk.
Me too. I have been excited to hang out with you for a while now, and it's been too long. Anyway.
Yeah, it has been too long. Mm-hmm. So let's get started with your first question. But I guess first of all, let's backtrack. So Erin, I guess we should say, for those of you that don't know you, like I get to know you, let's talk about you being like a total band chick. Rock star, a legit rock star. We're just not, you know, making this up. And kind of your, since we're talking a little about pivoting, talk about your pivots, even just recently from band rock chick to fit chick to now in-person products.
Yeah. So for those of you guys who don't know me, like Jessica said, my name is Erin Sanderson. You might know me as Fit Rocker Chick. So for those of you guys who don't know me, my name is Erin Sanderson. You might know me as Fit Rocker Chick. I am the creator of a non-toxic skincare line called Skin. I am also the creator of an upcoming clothing line, which I'm sure we'll get to talk about, and my passion project, which is a amazing group of women. I call it my girl gang, the She's a Rock Chick girl gang. So I have been a musician my entire life, got to share the stage with acts like Evanescence and Hailstorm and Candlebox and tour the country as a songwriter. I had songs featured in Keeping Up with the Kardashians and MTV, and the whole gig, life on the road is not for me, is not good for me. Too crazy. Too many things. And I got into fitness when I was out on the road and loved working out, loved figuring out how to eat healthy when on every corner is literally a McDonald's or a Taco Bell. And all of my bandmates love to eat Taco Bell and McDonald's. And I'm like, I can't fit into leather pants if that's my reality. So let's wrap this up. Figured out fitness, fell in love with that, started to create my own coaching business. I was a trainer, just loved that whole element. And then I got sick was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. And then I went on that whole wild, crazy ride. Thank God he brought me out of disease into health. And that's not my reality anymore. And now I get to truly live my dream. Really what I have always been into since I was a kid, which is, you know, I'm a little bit vain. I'm going to be real with you guys. I love skincare. I love taking care of my skin, and I love having cute outfits. So skincare and a clothing line really fit into, you know, my life plan. So here we are.
And we were talking about all these pivots, and I think today's episode is perfect because the lie is too old, too young, and I'll never be good enough. And right. So Erin, first of all, let's tell everybody your age at the recording of this episode.
At the recording of this episode, I am 39. I will be 40 in approximately 2.5 months.
Okay. And so if you go to her Instagram, her Facebook, which I'll link below, and you're going to be like, you're lying, because there's no way that she's going to be 40 because she's so beautiful, but her heart just shines for Jesus and she's just so wise beyond her years. But she's 40 and she's just starting like her biggest passion project. And so for somebody that has served your audience well, and I know that because I've known you from when you were, you know, doing Thyroid Jumpstart. I mean, it's been how many years now? Three, four years. I mean, I don't even remember.
Probably 4 years.
Yeah. I was gonna say 4 years. And so I've watched you transition, but serve your audience well in each area and season that you're in. And so how do you serve your audience as you transition into something new? And I like to call that pivoting, because I feel like, you know, we're like, okay, I feel like I'm called in a new direction, but how do I do this well? And how do I maybe let go of something? Or, you know, because we feel like we're not smart enough, or I'm too old to transition.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. I love talking about this so much, because when women especially, let's just speak to the babes, okay? When women turn 40, there is this thought of, well, that ship has sailed, sister friend. You know, like, you can't do all those things anymore because you're 40. Listen, you got like 50 good years left. What are you going to do? Sit on the couch and watch Netflix? There's so much left to do. So many women don't even hit their prime until 50. Oprah says 60 is when it starts getting good, guys. And I am here for that. I'm here for it. So when it comes to transitioning and pivoting with my audience, I feel like the key is that it's authentic and that it's you, and it's the natural progression and the evolution of your life. Here is where I truly believe women get stuck in business, and that is thinking that you're gonna get it right the first time, or the second, or the third, or the fourth. You do not have to stay stuck in the one thing. If it doesn't light you up and you don't love it, you are allowed to pivot. It's called finding a new passion or interest in your life. We move and change and transition. We color our hair. We cut our hair. We get a tan. We stop getting a tan. We color our nails different colors. Why do we have to have
Erin accept this, you? Erin,
accept you me.
Come on now.
Going on like 6 years or seven of like the same nail color.
But that's you. That's authentic to you. Me. We know right. that. We know that. Okay.
Right. I feel like an alien when they're not yellow. I'm like, who am I? I don't even know who I am anymore. It's like cut to an instant midlife crisis. So saying all of that to say, you are allowed to transition. It's just called the evolution and the growth of life. So what I try to do is I try to make my audience a part of just where I'm at and what I'm doing. Whatever that looks like, they get a glimpse of what is important to me all the time. I've had courses, I've had different businesses, but my content and the way that I put myself out into the world has never always been that one thing, because I'm not just that one thing. So transitioning, to be completely honest, has been very easy for me, because all while I was touring, I still was into looking good, taking care of my skin, having great skin, having cute outfits. You know what I mean? Like helping empower women. Yeah, that's been the undertone of everything, because it is who I am and it has been who I am all along. So I just think that giving yourself a little bit of grace and allowing yourself a little freedom and just being honest allows for a fairly easy pivot.
I love that you said that, because it's so true. And I know that about you, because you'll share tips. I mean, when you were doing your vlogs, you would share how to dress up and how to take 5 pieces of clothing that you maybe love or whatever you have and wear it like 20 different ways. Yes. Even though you were quote unquote known as a fitness, you know, kind of guru professional at that time. You were still showing people how to put on makeup, what's your favorite lipstick, you know, like you were still doing those things. And so I love that. It's kind of one of the perfect tips is putting things out there that you enjoy so that people aren't surprised when you start talking about it.
Exactly. I mean, if you're into it now, you're going to be into it later. If you're into it now, you're probably going to be into it later. So why not just allow people to see all of you, you know, in a controlled way, of course, but letting them be a part of your life and see more of you and the things that you're into, just it makes it so easy later.
No, I completely agree. So, well, let's talk to the people that maybe want to start something new and they feel like it's too late. How do you recommend, maybe they haven't really done social media too much or branding and they're like, okay, this is really inspiring me. This thing has been on my heart. I want to start something new. What does that look like to maybe start something, especially when they feel like it's too late?
Okay. Well, first of all, too late. Well, that's never from God, ever. So like, that's your cue, you know, when those things, when that's like an accusatory, you're too old, it's too late. That comes from the accuser. It's an accusatory. It's not encouraging. It's not supportive. God will convict you of things. You know, he's not going to rip you apart and make you feel bad, but he will put it on your heart. So if something's on your heart to do, here's what I know about God. Here's what I know for sure about God. He will never let it go. He's like a dog with a bone. You know what I mean? Like if he has a plan for you and he puts something on your heart, you don't need to know why. You don't need to know when. You don't need to know anything. He's not going to let it go. Just do it. Just do it. Just rip the Band-Aid and do it and let him help you and let him help you figure all that stuff out, because he's never going to let up on you and your potential. So if it is on your heart to do it, you don't have to know how. I mean, Google, for the love. It's there. Use it. I did not know how to create a skincare line or a clothing line for that matter. There was a lot of things I thought it was that it's not. And there's a lot of things I had no idea that I had to figure out. There are those things that you are going to have to figure out. And just because it's on your heart and just because you want to do it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And it doesn't mean it's going to just be delivered. The exact blueprint is going to be delivered to your lap. There is going to be a season of figuring it out and a season of really tapping into the work that's going to go into it. You know, work like it depends on you, pray like it depends on God.
Yeah.
Twofold. But you have to go for it.
I love it. Here's what, when you said, let's go back to the clothing line thing, because before we started the podcast, you talked about how the clothing line kind of seemed not out of sight, but like just completely, I don't want to say overwhelming, but you didn't know you didn't know where to start. This was before the skincare and all of that.
Yeah.
And we talked about how when you did the skincare, which is definitely, I mean, it's hard, but not probably as much as the clothing, because now you're taking measurements, samples, like, you know, how the skincare led into how it was possible for the clothing line.
Right. The skincare line was definitely the gateway. It was my gateway drug to the clothing line, because once you figure out one physical product, even though it's completely different, you see what you're capable of. You're like, we did that. Oh my gosh. We totally did that. We didn't know what we were doing and we figured it out. Wow. We're so capable. The clothing line and the skincare line, frankly, before I did them, felt like, I'm sure many of you guys listening feel, it felt like, oh, that would be nice, but wow, that's way too hard for me. That would be nice, but that would be nice, but is also a lie to keep you small. If you had any idea what you were actually capable of and that you actually don't need to worry about anything, you would do all the things. So having said that, it felt like that would be nice. And now it feels like, oh, this is just the beginning. Like I'm pretty much unstoppable at this point, you know, like, yeah. And I don't say that to say that everything I do all day long is exciting, because it's not. And I don't say that to say that everything is easy, because I promise you that's not true. But the more that you try, the more you see what you're capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And the more you see that crumbling at the idea of doing something,
yeah,
is the opposite of what God wants from you and for you. If you're crumbling at an idea, you've totally forgot who you are.
Yeah. No, I love that, because I feel like we need to take steps in the direction of our faith. You know, because mm-hmm. we know that it's always quoted, faith without works is dead. The spirit, yep. The body without the spirit is dead. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you know that this thing is beyond your heart, like we have to put our body in motion toward that. And so I think sharing that story though, because people are like, well, I don't want to do it. That's so big, like skincare, you know, but seeing Erin's transition though over the years, everything wasn't big. She might've started with a small idea and then it grew and then it grew. I think the most important thing to take away from that is understanding their steps. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to give you like every step. And we know that, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's just those, he wants you to show up where you are with what you have without grumbling.
Yep.
Because every thankful step you get to see with the new eye. And I
yes.
think, you know.
And when you bring him a little, look, if you have a little bit, it doesn't even matter. Because you know a man who's capable of multiplying. Just bring him your little fragmented pieces. Mm-hmm. And allow him to multiply that. And allow him to magnify that however he wants to.
I was just in Mark 8 today. I was writing a devo about feeding the thousands. Yeah. It's like he's the multiplier. But with the 7 loaves and a few fish, it's kind of like we have to offer up what we have.
Yep.
All the time. And it doesn't, uh-huh. it's not going to look like these big things that happen every day. It's, you know, we can look at you, Erin, and go, oh my gosh, you have a skin line, a clothing line, you have this event coming up. Oh my gosh. But like some of your days, probably your to-do looks is like, okay, I need a Google search. What is, you know, 100% silk fabric look like, you know, yeah. how much per yard or foot totally. Is this going to cost me, you know? And so totally. People, it's not like she's going to be on stage. It's like the stage is the end product of day in and day out of answering emails and phone calls and, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times I have to schedule out a portion of my day to just vision and see where do I want this to go? Because if I don't, then I will get caught up in the day-to-day and the maintenance, and that's dangerous.
Yeah.
So I have to schedule time to just think and to be, and I have to know that, like, for me, I have to get in the car and drive, and that's when my creativity really gets going, and I have to crank up the music, and that's when the idea hits me. And excuse me, there's a lot of things that, like, you just don't really think about that's the reality of creating this type of business, is being willing to slow down and and make that connection with that person, or send that email, or do that fitting, or being willing to ask for what you need, because the answer is always no if you don't ask.
Yeah. And you know what I love too about your girl gang, we can talk about that too, is something about you, you're always wanting to bring out that inner, you call it the inner rock chick, right? Like that inner person that you feel like we were shoulding, you know, like people think you should be, but that person that you feel like you are, that you can't be in front of others because you're afraid of being judged, ridiculed. Yeah. And so since you're so good at bringing out those sides of people, how do you help people step fully into that or begin to step into something that is placed on their hearts to do?
So my membership is called She's a Rock Chick. And that is not to say that you have to be a rock and roller and love, you know, Guns N' Roses and leather like I do to be in it. Really, to me, the essence of a rock chick is someone who lives life their way on their terms. And, you know, the reason I say rock chick is because we've all seen that girl walking down the street in her the blue jeans have the perfect cut, and her white t-shirt is just oh so effortless, and the leather jacket just looks great, and her hair is so undone but done, and her red lipstick, and you're just like, wow, that feeling that you get watching her, like, wow, that's what I want every woman to have about their own life. Like when they see themselves in the mirror, when they look at what they did in their day and how they showed up, to say, wow, dude, like you've got it going on. So I talk a lot about becoming her. There's that quote, I'm sure you've seen it, says, I love who I've become because I fought to become her. Mm-hmm. So I always have women start there. If you can envision you at your best, you at your very best, what do you look like? What are you wearing? Where do you live? Who are you with? What are you not doing? What are you not saying? What are you not thinking? What do you do in your free time? What is your job? What is the feeling that you get when you imagine that person? And then every day, the only goal is just to chip away at her a little bit more. Just to be a little bit more of her. That's it. That's all you can do, is just every single day chip away at that. And where people go really, really wrong is they don't even know. They're trying to get all up in other people's life, and they're trying to do what this girl does, and they're trying to be what she is and do what she does and act like she does, because they think that the world has some sort of, like, they approve of that. That's fine. They approve of that. And here's the thing. Whoever's listening to this, all the people under the sound of my voice, there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You are just fine as you are. And if you need someone to approve of you, that's fine. I can do that. I approve of you. And you can take that for what it is. But I promise you, 15 minutes from now, or an hour from now, or tomorrow, you're going to need someone else to approve of you. Because no one can do it but you and Jesus. That's it. That's it. No one can approve of you. And so if every single day you are focused on, I am going to chip away at becoming the person that I want to be, which consequently is the person that God made you to be, then you win every time. Yeah. People are fickle. People are fickle. They can approve of you today and then not tomorrow. You can approve of you every single minute of the day. And that's a conscious decision that you have to make. So for me, the person that when I envision my very best self, she's always wearing all black. I don't know why. And she's so present. She looks people in the eye and they feel so seen. Like when she's talking to a person, they just feel so seen and so heard and so cared for. They gravitate towards that energy. They just want to be around her. And she's not shaken by anything. I always envision people running up to her and they're like, and this is happening. And she just is calm, cool, and collected. And she just makes the call, knowing in just a calm confidence that everything is always working out in her favor, and she just will not be rattled. And there's just a calm, peace, confidence that radiates through her into everyone else. I'm very clear on who she is. And every day I just try to get a little bit better, and lots and lots of days I'm like, oh, I think I slid back a little bit today, but it's fine. I'm going to try to get back on the train tomorrow. Such is life, you know, such is life. But that's the path that I take people down in my membership community, is that it's getting clear on who do you even want to be? Do you even know? Like, let's get off the couch. Let's shut off Netflix. Let's stop scrolling through everyone else's life and live yours. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what you want that to be like.
Yeah. I mean, that's the starting point. I love that. I think, well, we live in a too busy culture. Mm-hmm. Right? Where if I slow down for even a minute, like, I know people that have to have something always going on, like, meaning whether it's an activity or music or something to fill the space in their mind. To me, it's an avoidance of allowing yourself to think and feel. Yeah. So that you can become like one with yourself, in a sense.
Right.
Because we're always trying to fill the void, which is, you know, we're not mindlessly scrolling. We're still scrolling, and your mind is still picking up on information. Whether you think you're mindlessly scrolling, it's not. It's, you're still scrolling and you're still reading information. And so it's kind of allowing yourself to slow down, to acknowledge what you're thinking. And for a lot of people, that is scary, and mm-hmm. healing needs to happen. But like you said, it all goes back to the root of identity. You know, just that scrolling and trying to live your life through the lens of somebody else's.
Exactly. And you will get tripped up every time. And it will feel so hard when you are trying to live, you're trying to make your life fit into the mold that someone else has created for themselves. And then, you know, it's no wonder why people in the world are so unhappy and so sad. I mean, everyone is trying to be the same and fit into this mold. And then there's this weird, super weird thing about trying to be unique and authentic. And like, then those people who claim to be so unique and authentic are, they're doing the same thing. They're over, what's the word I'm looking for? Over protesting, you know, to try to say that they're really unique and authentic. And I'm like, listen, if you really are, you don't have to say it.
Yeah.
You just have to be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you're truly confident, you don't have to say you are.
Something I caught myself doing on Instagram is I'd always be like, okay, let's do real talk real quick.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, dude, I bring real talk every time I post on Instagram. Like, cause that's me. Like, I am real talk. Like, I'm going to tell you like it is in a sense with love, but we're going to talk about deep, hard things, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm not saying that anymore. Like, cause to me, I am being real. This is real talk.
Right. You know? Right. Because when you just said that, you're like, okay, real talk. Well, what does that make every other post you did?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I totally get that. I totally get that.
Yeah. So kind of to close us up here, one of the questions I love asking the guests is, what truth are you standing on today? Mm. And I like to say that because sometimes like all of us are believing a lie, whether we really, and we're working through it because every stage of our life and season brings this, like you said, the accuser, right?
Yes.
Of whether it's I'm too old, too young, or I'm never going to be good enough, or whatever falls into that. So is there a lie that the enemy keeps coming at you for that you're just like, nip it in the butt? And what's that truth?
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes. And I think it's important to talk about this because it's very exciting for me. I love talking about this because I do feel like it's not talked about. What are your innermost thoughts that are nasty and gnarly that you don't want anyone to know? Because that's the stuff that frees people, man. That's what frees people. Like it's great. And it's neat that I have a skincare line and that I have a clothing line. That's awesome. But what frees people is telling people about the journey to get there and letting them come along the ride with me and being really real about what happens. So I'm so glad that you give me the opportunity to say what happens.
Yeah.
So my lie, I'll start with the previous lie. I had a previous lie for a lot of years that was, I was lazy. Mm-hmm. You're just lazy. You can't do anything because you're lazy. You're just lazy. And so I was so shamed if I needed more sleep. I would just shame myself if I needed more sleep, if I needed rest. I didn't understand why can all these people get up at 5 a.m. and I just, that rips me up. Like I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And so for a long time, there was a lie that I'm not successful because I'm lazy. Like that was what the enemy tried to get me with. And the truth that I ended up standing on to just totally eradicate that is, it was a verse, and it's going to escape me right now, unfortunately, but it's about comparison in the Bible. And I realized what I was doing was I was trying to be other people. The reason why the enemy could get me about being lazy and not, and shaming me about not getting up at 5 a.m. was because I was looking at all these other people that I thought were better than me and seeing that they got up at 5 and I didn't. And that must make me a horrible person and unsuccessful. But then I read where Jesus says comparison is a sin. Like looking at what other people have and are and thinking that you should be that is not what he created us to do. And I was like, oh, and then I like got it, you know. I got it. Fun fact, I just went to a live event with Oprah and The Rock, and I went in so excited to, you know, learn from them, you know, meet them, maybe get breathed on by them. And I realized it's that there is nothing about them that is any more special than me. I left there realizing that the same greatness that's in them is in me and that we are equal, that they are not better. And that was a very freeing moment. Now, going into the lie that the devil tries to get me with current status is that I'm nobody and I'm nothing and I will never make it. Hmm. And the truth that I rest in and that I say out loud back almost every day is that Jesus didn't die for a nobody. Jesus didn't die for nothing. Good. He chose me on purpose for such a time as this. He said the world needs Aaron right here, right now. So the devil can accuse me of being a nobody or a nothing, but the truth of the matter is my God didn't die for a nobody. Mm. And that frees me every time. The issue with the lies is that the one who tells the lies is so good at lying that he will convince you that you actually believe it. He will convince you that it's true. And you will start to think that because you have those thoughts, that they must be truth. And that's not true. You have to understand, whoever's listening, that you are not 100% in control of your thought life all the time. Nobody is. And that is where the enemy gets us. It will start to think, oh, I just think I'm a nobody and I'm a nothing. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think I'm too old. I think I'm too young. I think it's too late for me. You don't think those thoughts. The core of you, the spirit of you, because we are spirits covered in skin, the spirit of you does not believe that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. And that is your opportunity. This is what I always tell my girl gang, my membership, is that you have to get really good at recognizing what you're saying to yourself. You have to get really good at recognizing that and calling it out and saying, I don't believe that. The truth is, and speaking that out loud, also in writing over your life, it's one of the most powerful practices that you can do. Mm-hmm. You have to know for sure that all the thoughts that come into your head, you have the ability to kick them out or let them stay. And that is it. And because you have negative thoughts and negative beliefs, it doesn't make you a weak person. The fact that you know you have them makes you aware. Use your awareness to your benefit. Mm-hmm. Be aware that just because they're there does not mean that they are truth.
Yeah. I feel like a million things to say that, because I mean, that's what the whole podcast is about, is that, you know, it's distinguishing the truth amongst the lies. And we only know the truth when we, one, slow down and we know the truth. We don't, God's word referring to the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, when we know that he didn't just die, like you said, for a nobody, that makes that lie no longer valid.
Exactly.
You know, and so we have to question our thoughts. And that's why, you know, we were talking about this, Aaron, before we started. It's like our thoughts are energy. And so God was so kind to put tons of scripture to remind us that life and death is in the power of the tongue, how we speak, yes, the posture of our heart, right? And what we think about matters. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't tell us that we need to be, you know, a band or create a journal. He tells us how we need to respond to one another, kindness, mm-hmm, forgiveness, like those are heart postures, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just love that. And when you were talking about how like Oprah and The Rock, you're like, they're just kind of, they're like me too. Mm-hmm. I remember having this moment. It was earlier on in the fitness, when I was in fitness, like in the industry, it was like probably 22, 23. I saw Jillian Michaels on stage. And I, you know, at that point, you know, almost 10 years ago, she was like big.
Yeah.
And I remember watching her and I was like, I talk about that stuff too. And it was that moment that I felt like if she can talk about it, I can talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, I can still remember that moment of like, wow, okay, she's doing what I'm doing now, but she has the stage right now, you know, and I'm not like, I'm sure she, you know, worked for it and all that stuff. I'm just saying like, it was that possibility that I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I'm doing this now. So I totally relate to that.
And no one is better.
Yeah.
When you realize no one is better, that we are all individual and we all have our own giftings. You all, whoever's listening, like you all know that, you know what your gifting is. Like, you know those things. It's just moving forward and being okay with who you are and not needing that approval, that stamp that no one else can give you, you know, no one else can give you that.
Yeah.
No one else can ever give you that. You think they can, because it feels so delicious in the moment when somebody approves of you, right? But it doesn't last.
Yeah.
You need it a half an hour later, the next day, the next week, like you need a little boost. You need a little hit. And speaking of hit, God is greater than any addiction, any kind of negative thought, anything that you may have. Like he's so much stronger than any of those things. So just knowing that, and also going back to knowing the truth of who you are and who you were made to be, and being too old and it being too late. Like I have to laugh at that, because when you really think about it, guys, if you are 40 or 50 and you live to be 80 or 90 or 100, you got so much life left to live. Why would you ever think you're too old for anything? Let me let you in on a little secret. Really quick. I was thinking the other day, there's going to be some lady who comes along, who busts into the pop rock music scene, and she's going to be 50 or 55, and people are going to be like, what? And she's going to do it just because she thought she could.
Yeah.
Well, and we're all going to be like, what? But, you know?
Well, let's talk. I mean, just briefly talking about, I don't know his name, terrible with names, but the guy that broke the 4-minute mile.
Yeah. Nobody, I don't know either, but yeah.
Nobody said, like, nobody was like, you can do it. Everybody said, you cannot do it. Your body can physically not handle the pressure, and your heart cannot handle it cardiovascular wise. But guess what? He broke the 4-minute mile, how many other people broke the 4-minute mile?
Exactly.
And so it kind of just goes on with what you said of this 50-something-year-old woman coming in, you know, into the pop scene. And
it's ridiculous. I mean, like, it's ridiculous. It makes me so mad that women think that they're too old for anything. I mean, okay, wait, how old was Sarah when she had a baby? 94?
90. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Something like that.
Yeah,
I'm 90. Like, come on, guys, come on. I mean, that seemed kind of ridiculous at the time too, but think about it. Whatever age you are, when you see someone your age come onto the scene and they're doing it, how does that make you feel? It makes you feel like, oh my gosh, they're going for it. It instantly makes you think, oh, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah.
I wish I would have gone for it. Mm-hmm. That does not have to be the reality of it. The only thing that keeps people stuck is their thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's the thought life, man.
Yeah.
This.
It's been so good. I love all this. I feel like we could keep going, especially with the truth and the lies and, you know, just your stories and helping people through this. But Erin, where can people find you? Where do you want them to go? I know we talked a little bit about, I'll have all the links for them, but where would you like them to most just come see what you're about?
You can go to fitrockerchick.com. I have tons of blogs and vlogs for you guys, tons of content there. You can shop skincare. You can shop the Becoming Her journals, which are like my daily staple. You can get a glimpse at our upcoming clothing line whenever that's up. And that's just kind of like my home base. Of course, I love Instagram and Facebook. And so you're more than welcome to message me there, but just fitrockerchick.com.
It's good. And just so you guys know, like Erin is a friend, but I also use her products, and I have Fit Rocker Chick Skin on my desk. I don't know if you can see
it. Oh, I see it in the background. Yes. Cool.
And I bought Thyroid Jumpstart, and you helped me along my journey. And so I always value your opinion. And I was so excited when you said yes to sharing, you know, your knowledge with my audience. And so thank you so much for being here.
Of course. This is so fun. And I love what you're doing. I love that it's called What's the Truth? Because come on, let's talk about that. Good job, sister friend. I love that.
Thanks, girl. Thanks for listening to this episode of the What's the Truth podcast. I'm so glad that you're here, but I don't want to miss you being here. So make sure you subscribe to the What's the Truth podcast. And I'd love to hear what truth that you're standing on today by leaving a review. Until next time, come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, where we can connect and continue to support and encourage each other on this journey to uncovering the lies that we believe to be true about our lives.